It don't matter how hot the girls are. If your music is lame, we can help with that, though. The Professional Adult Nightclub DJ Association presents Panda Off the Charts. Brand new tracks for the strip club industry to make your set sound fresher, more energized, and to keep things bumping. Here are your hosts, Danny Myers, Elon Fong, and Bob Chiappardi.
Hey, welcome to Panda Off the Charts, the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. My name is Danny Myers. We got Elon Fong, Bob Chiappardi. You guys ready to rock this party?
We got it's summertime. I'm always ready to party. It's hot music, Danny Myers. Great
hot
guest.
Hot music.
I am excited. We got some good, as always, fire music for your party and new stuff. Unsigned artists, new artists, big artists. We got it all.
Yeah, so let me tell you a little bit about what we are doing here today. Panda Off the Charts is a show where the three of us, we pick some new music that we're going to share with you and see what you guys think of it. We have two special guests coming on here today. Let's see, we have a returning guest, which is Chef Sean. Chef Sean, we had on, last November 2021, we had him on with his song, Oh My God. That was that Oh My God, Watch the Girls Go By.
And yeah,
that was a little whistling sound in there. And we have a new up-and-coming EDM producer and a friend of all of us in Panda in here. Niall DeGoss. He's got a new track out that we're going to get to. We're going to talk to Niall and play his new track as well. But right now, we have three songs that we're going to run by you. How do you guys feel about your picks today? You're bringing them strong? Bob, first, go to you.
I'm really kind of excited. None of these picks are actually strip joint songs. We didn't have anything new since the last thing that we haven't played. And but these are all, I'm doing all rock, and they're all baby bands.
Really?
All rock and all baby bands. So we'll see what you think.
Cool. And Alon, what about you?
I'm excited. So just looking at this list, I know two of the songs, two of the songs you picked were songs I considered. And Bob, one of your songs is one I considered. So there's a lot of cohesion and a lot of hot tracks for the summertime.
Okay. Well, let me kick this baby off. I'm going to start off with it's the Canadian duo Andrew Fetick and Joe DePace, otherwise known as Loud Luxury. They teamed up with a Swedish singer-songwriter, smoking hot babe, Kiddo. You got to check the video out of her as well. Hey, Kiddo. There you go. Let me see what you guys think of These Nights.
Make me want you, make me lose it. Oh, come closer to the music. Need all of your company, and I just wanna feel it. Can you feel it? Like a melody in the air, and I don't wanna need it, but I need it. Come get out.
Loud Luxury featuring Kiddo, These Nights, Elon Fong up in Columbus, Ohio. What do you think?
Oh, baby, you know what I like. That's the big bopper right there, man. Hey, good, good stuff. That was one of the tracks I was thinking about. These Nights is a hot track, courtesy of Loud Luxury. And hey, Kiddo, how you doing?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Good job, Danny Myers. That's bumping.
Thank you.
It's a summertime party anthem.
Bob Chiappardi from StripJointsMusic.com.
I really like that. I love her vocals.
She's yeah. Good.
She reminds me of Jesse Reyes. They had the same type of vocals, you know? I love that the kind of like tough street girl kind of a vibe there. So
yeah. Go ahead.
Danny, little trivia for you about our co-host, Bob Chiappardi. Chiappardi is Italian. I looked this up. It's Italian for platinum record. Did you know that? Did you know that?
Yeah. I did not know that, buddy. I did not. Thank you. Thank you. I can't wait to tell my relatives.
I was going to say Platinum Showgirls. I don't know. But anyway.
So speaking of Platinum Records, I think it's my choice, right?
Yes.
First track? All right. So check this out. This is a remake, a cover of one of my all-time favorite club tracks. And for years, I had to play bootlegs of it. And I love, there's some great bootlegs out there. But it's the original track is on Bad Boy Records. It's just from the self-titled album from Cassie with her hit single, Me and You.
Mm-hmm.
Great, sexy track, right? Side note, my favorite track on that album is even better. I used to play it all the time. It's called Just One Night. Check that out, too, by the way. In any case, this has been covered and remade and retitled as I've Been Waiting by a DJ, Azeka, out of Chicago. He's a DJ and producer, and the track is now called I've Been Waiting. Check it out, okay. Azeka.
That is a sweet, sweet track. And the great thing is it's like a 6 or 7 minute club mix. I started that in about 2 minutes in, which, of course, in our industry, we'll need to do. It's rare that we ever say the song's too long anymore,
too long.
You know. But, tremendous song, Alon. Great pick. What was my catchphrase I started yesterday on the internet? Professor Wrong. Professor Fong is never wrong.
Yes.
You like that?
I like it.
I like that one. That's a good one.
If I could just learn to say it better, it'd be better. Yeah. Bob, what'd you think?
I liked it. I mean, it's a little bit droning for me, but my personal taste, but cool track. I mean, I think it'll go over great in clubs.
Mm-hmm. That kick drum is big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. Bob Chiappardi, he is with StripJointsMusic.com. And I want to give a quick plug to your company, too, because we announced about a month ago, and I don't know if everybody has picked up on this, that Bob is now accepting entertainers to join StripJointsMusic.com mm-hmm. as well. It used to be just a record pool for the DJs and the club staff or club owners and managers. So you can now accept entertainers. So entertainers, you want to get yourself some free music. You want to find out what the newest cutting edge promotional music is, stripjointsmusic.com. Go ahead, Alon.
Let me translate. So entertainers for you non-strip club people means dancers.
Oh.
The dancers.
Duh.
We like to educate.
So, Bob, you're going rock with us today. What you got?
I'm going all rock and all very independent acts. No major labels. And this band is actually from Manchester.
Manchester.
They've got this will be their third album coming up, which will come out in August. They've won a few different things. They were ranked them Sounds of 2018. They got some award there, and NME had cited them as under the radar type band. The band is called Pale Waves, and the song is called Jealousy.
her voice, wow, it reminds me of Diamante. It reminds me of Stitched Up Heart. It also has a little bit of Avril Lavigne tone to it, but not exactly the way she sings. But yeah, that was a great song. And I was when I saw it on here, I says, I wonder if this is going to be a cover of the old Greg Kinn Band. But it wasn't. Am I going before your time, Alon?
No, but I mean, that's really most of our audience probably. Greg Kinn Band, what the?
Greg Kinn Band.
That was I remember a great that video, song. My God.
And the song was Jeopardy, not Jealousy.
Jeopardy, yeah.
Oh, you're right.
My love's in Jeopardy.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, what? Wait.
Ah.
Jealousy
was Gin Blossoms.
Yeah. Or who's the other band that had a Jealous? They had a Jealous song. It was 80s New Wave. Never mind. It'll come to me. Or it won't.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Alon, your thoughts?
Oh, man, great track. Her voice reminded me of Hayley Williams, too, from Paramore.
Yeah.
First of all, that guitar riff was fire. I was like, ooh, as soon as that guitar kicked in. Wasn't expecting a female vocal either, so that was a pleasant twist and surprise. Great track. I would have a lot of fun playing that, for sure.
Yeah, you know, let's touch on this, because I wasn't expecting a female vocal either. When they come up with band names, I mean, usually you see a band name and you kind of have in your mind what you're going to get. And that one threw me as well, so... Yeah. Loved it. Hey, we've got our first guest coming on here in just a second, so hang tight. We'll be right back. We got two special guests. We got six more picks from us, all in just a sec. Okay, we're back on Panda Off the Chart. So what's hot in the Strip Club podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network? And I promised you that we would have Chef Sean with us here today. We had him back in November. We have him back right now, man. How are you, man?
Man, blessed, man. What's happening? What's
up? Doing good, man. We talked to you last November, right when Oh My God came out. Yeah, Oh My God came out. Okay. That did really, really well for us. Now, first thing I want to ask you, because since we've talked to you last, that was your first single. You have actually released an entire album now, right?
Yes. Yeah. Long awaited for me, too. So, dropped the whole album, 19 songs.
Wow.
Entitled My Life. So
that's cool, man. Albums is a lost art. The music industry is going more and more to singles, man. And a full album is a lost art. There's a lot more work that goes into it. There's a lot more thought, I feel like, that goes into each track when you have to kind of have it all mean something, right?
Yeah, and all mesh. It's got the tempos have to kind of meet with each other. Everything has to go with each other, you know. You know, a good example for a good album, complete body work, The Chronic, the first album.
Yes. So good.
Yeah,
so good.
Man. You know, sonically, it was just, it still stands, you know, to time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Love that album. I like Miss Lauryn Hill, too. Miss Education Lauryn Hill.
Yeah,
all the way through.
Yeah.
All the way through. Yep. So many vibes.
I agree. Yep.
Well, cool, man. Well, so we got the whole 19-track album. I'm excited to hear all of it. We have a hot track called Flex Off we're going to show off today. I've seen the video. Looks like you had a lot of fun. You know, tell us a little bit about that video experience. Some of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Man, all right. So, you know, we're on the set on this a bunch of ladies, but one of the sets was, you know, like a strip club environment, and we still had to keep it PG, but, you know, behind the scenes wasn't too PG, so, you know, we was having fun, man, you know, and the team that we work with, you know, the girl that picks the girls for us or gets them for us, you know, everybody kind of, you know, the vibe was just there. Everybody was feeling it. So, you know, the energy was cool. You know, sometimes you can make a video, and, you know, the video gets done, but, you know, the vibe, everybody, you got to get everybody the vibe.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And everybody was right there. So, you know, it was a good feeling.
People don't understand the sacrifice and suffering an artist has to do sometimes, right?
Yeah.
You look like you were having fun. You look like you were having fun.
Yeah, video's a blast.
Yeah.
No, even for the girls that were there working, they even said, you know, it felt like they weren't at work. You know,
that's cool.
That's the best time,
Yeah. So, you know, it was organic. It wasn't forced. Everything just kind of vibed out.
Well, you know what I want to do right now is I want to play about a minute of Flex Off, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the video and some upcoming things. So hang with us for 60 seconds while we play 1 minute of Flex Off, Chef Sean.
Let's get it bumping.
All right, let's go.
Flex Off. Top off. Wax on, wax off. Nigga be drippin' in hot sauce. Hot sauce, knock off. You don't wanna be family, not lost. Wax on, wax off. Nigga be drippin' in hot sauce.
I got a model, stay in the lane on the runway. Pop it Friday, knowing she can't even stay to Sunday. She missed the flight, it's Taco Tuesday. Now I'm buying a one way. If she see knots, know I'm lying when I say time to one day. You know I'm lying in her face. I buy a bag and she put my gun in it. Go 0 to 60 and run through the city and fuck up the streets, then we done with it. I got my dick up in her stomach. Feeding a dinner too much to stomach. If you want the stats, then I can run it. Mary just told me that I'm 100. Yeah, I'm the daddy. She calling me Zaddy. And yeah, she a baddie. Got two on the way. She like it that way. Just dropped on the Addy. Flex off, flex off. Cordially chopping my top off. Wax on, wax off. Nigga be dripping in hot sauce. Hot sauce. Knock off.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what, man. I like that. That sounds good. It's a fire song. Excellent production on there. I mean, the bass sounds just so good in my headphones, you know. The little breakdown that went in there where everything just kind of stopped and came back in. You know, it's just that's something I love to see in songs because it just, you know, it gives a change instead of everything just constantly going all the way through it. So I like that. Yeah. Love your voice on there. I want to talk a little more about the video, but before I do that, I'm going to let Alon give his thoughts on the song.
Yeah, man, I love it. You have your own sound. That's important, man. You don't sound like anybody else. I love that. And another thing I love is like that dead stop in the song. I feel like that's kind of some of your rock influences because you like that dead stop. That rock is more dynamic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know you got that trap rock thing you do as well. And I think that shows in your production, the fact that you have that sense about, you know, let's drop it out, bring it back. That's a dynamic play, right? And so that's cool as shit. And so, you know, I can't wait to hear. In fact, just from talking to you, you know, this interview and last interview, I know you listen to all sorts of music, you know, from Stevie Wonder and Michael Jackson to hip hop to rock. And I think, you know, I would love to see you just keep blending all that, man. I mean, you have a really good ear for all that shit and you can hear it in your production. So I'm excited to hear the whole album, man.
Man, I can't wait for you to hear it too.
Yeah,
and then you guess how far I'm at with it, man. I can't wait for you to hear the next album.
Ah, yeah. Already?
Oh man, next album is crazy. So,
how far are you in on the next album? You think?
How many tracks right you got now? On? Right now, I'm at track 13.
Holy shit! Yeah, you pumping it out. Prolific.
Hey, but nah, it's real quality work. You know what I'm saying?
And yes, sir.
And it's a little bit more. This album that's out is, you know, definitely a street album. Mm-hmm. You know, it's for the streets. You know, it's for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This next album is just a little bit more grown man.
Mm. So, do you sing too, or just rap? No. He's like, no.
I could write it for a singer.
Yeah. You can write melodies and whatnot.
Wow. But not on my Tyrese, my Maxwell shit. No, not like that.
Yeah, Maxwell. Yeah. That's a name I haven't heard in a while. Urban Hang Suites, one of my favorite albums.
Love it.
So if you're listening to this on audio, I got to tell you about the video, man. This video to this song, you've got to check it out. If you haven't, we talked a little bit about it before we started to play it. But, I mean, it's a club scene. It's an outdoor scene. There's a hot women, strippers. And fancy cars. Fancy cars. Is that your
nice
car,
cars,
by the way?
Hot women. We can't go wrong.
Was that your car?
Which one?
I don't know my cars, but I'll tell you what. No, look.
No, because I'm in my car now, and my car was in the video, but I got a Maserati.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, very nice. Very nice.
It was the white one that was in the video.
Oh, okay, so it's yours. Okay. Wow, nice car.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nice.
One of my dream cars. One day, man. One day.
Yeah.
Oh man, you keep fucking with me, man. We about to blow up. All
yes, sir.
We about to go crazy.
Yeah. Hey, you gonna go on tour? You gonna with COVID and all that? You think you hit a tour?
Oh man, the My Life tour would be incredible.
Okay.
Like it's so much like good shit on this album. Like to be able to go do a tour for the My Life tour would be out of this world.
You have that lined up already, or you're still negotiating all that and booking it?
It's in the workings right now. Cool. Hopefully, you know, I know we're going to be doing a lot of traveling out the country.
Oh, cool!
As well, so got a few bookings out of the country.
All right.
And so they're starting to line up. So I'll let you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say, let us know. We'll let everybody know here when you're back in the States, kicking it on stage.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to start a pot right now while I'm here. So, you know, I'm going to let you know what's going on while I'm here before I leave.
Yes, sir. We appreciate that. Hey, what are your socials? Everyone can follow along with what you're doing, man.
Man, The Real Chef Sean. Mm-hmm. The Real Chef Sean on Instagram. And it's The Chef Sean on Twitter.
And so, that's S-E-A-N. For those who are going to try to spell it with an S-H-A-W-N and an A-N.
All the way, you know, there's tons of ways.
Before I let you go, though, I do want to ask you one question. Tell me about a great strip club story. Tell me your best strip club story.
Man,
you look like somebody that loves the strip clubs.
Sex on the floor.
Oh, hello.
Whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. Like in the club while it was open?
In the club, it was supposed to be a lap dance. We played it off.
Maybe she really liked you.
Yeah.
No, she did. She did. She did.
So Chris Rock is wrong.
Yeah. No, really, because it wasn't in the champagne room.
Nah, we just kind of, we went to a booth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're discreet.
It was a booth, man.
Yeah, it was discreet.
Yeah, it was, you know.
West Coast?
She was bad, though. She was bad.
Oh, I'm sure.
I probably shouldn't ask you what club it was because we probably shouldn't do that. Okay, tell me this. Give me the city.
Let's not. Oh, you want to know the city?
Just give me the city.
Man, well, Illinois.
Chi-town, stand up. Kanye, you hear that?
Yeah.
There you go. Anything else going on? We're gonna wrap this up. But you got anything final you want to say to your fans out there and everybody who's listening?
Man, go download the My Life album. It's crazy. You know, it's definitely off the meter. You know, if you fuck with Chef Sean, go associate with anything that's Chef Sean got going on. So, you know, go download K Venom. Go download OK DZ. You know, anything that's associated to me, man, you know, check it out. But definitely pull up and download that My Life album right now. 19 songs. Crazy.
Yeah. Flex off and get that My Life album. Come on.
Yeah, flex off. You know, I got, you know, it's a few favorites on there, man. So you got to hit me back. Let me know which one you like.
I will.
For sure, man.
Or which ones, you know.
Yes, sir.
And I want to hear I want to hear that next one when it comes out too. So make sure your management gets with our management, and we get all together and get another interview when that new one comes out too. So, Chef Sean,
You got it.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys, man.
Yeah. Hey, we are back on Panda Off the Charts. So, what's hot in the strip clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network? Danny Myers, Bob Chiappardi, Alon Fong. We are back to our picks right now. I am going with a new one that just came out. This is, of course, a funky mix. I'm a fan of funky mixes. Marshmello and Khaled. This is called Numb.
I wanna get numb. And forget where I'm from. Cause looking in your eyes, like looking at the sun. I feel like you're the moon. I feel like I'm the one. I wanna get numb, 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 numb. I wanna get numb. And forget where I'm from. Cause looking in your eyes, like
days and late night party in the basement hotel lobby and I'm wasted just reached into my
suit. Okay, Marshmello, Khaled, Numb. That was the funky mix. Alan Fong?
Oh, man, that's just a great summertime cruise down the street song. I mean, that's just fun. Khaled and Marshmello are a great combination. I love Khaled's stuff in general. His voice is smooth. That's just a fun track. Happy, bouncy summertime.
Yeah. Mr. Bob, Chia Party.
That was a killer track. It was great. You know, it's been a while since I've had a song that, you know, with a whistle in it that I really like. I'm trying to think. What was one of the last big whistle kind of hits? That whistling in it.
Chef Sean. Oh, my God, when the girls walk by.
That too. That's true.
No, but I mean, I know what you're thinking of. You're thinking of a happy marshmallowy kind of marshmallowy. But yeah, we need more summer bangers before summer's over. We need some, like that song of the summer, like the Calvin Harris kind of summer song. And, you know,
when
like
I met Bruno, you in the summer.
Bruno brings us, you know, usually brings us a good summer track. But anyway, yeah.
Summer's almost gone, man. We're halfway through it, right?
So, Alan, the pressure is on you right now. We have four of our picks in so far, and so far we've all brought in something really bad. I mean, we are setting the bar for Alan Fong to see what he's going to be able to do. Are you going to sink or are you going to swim?
Danny. Oh, Danny Myers. I got no fear, brother. I am very confident in my abilities to pick hot-ass music.
Okay.
I have no stress. I'm relaxed. I'm chill. The bar's not high enough, as far as I'm concerned. You'll find out. Check this out. This is My Body by Too Late.
Too Late.
Too Late. Back. They're Italian, and Danny. Forth.
Move my body back and forth. Move my body back and forth. Move my body back and forth. Move my body back and forth. My body back and forth. My body back and forth. My body back. Move my body back and forth. My body back and forth. My body back and forth. My body. Move my body.
Got Alan Fong up here getting all cocky and shit, you know. He's like, yeah, of course I'm bringing the good shit, Danny. And so, you know, which challenges me because now I'm sitting thinking, I really hope I hate this song so I can just blast the fuck out of it, right? And say, what the hell are you thinking of? And then he brings me this freaking banger. So I, So Alan, it's damn good. Bob?
I just see a girl's booty bouncing back and forth as she says the words. Dun.
Now, hold on, real quick.
Song, right? It's like a soundtrack to any dancer that's up on the stage. You know?
I'm saying.
It's like, and again, I think we talked about this in the past where, you know, EDM tracks that have like one catchphrase that's repeated over and over again, it's not my faves, but this is a track that's just perfect. I mean, for a strip club, you know, situation. I kind of wonder though when you know when they're recording that, you know, they bring the vocalist in. All right, let's dance. Move my body back and forth. Okay, thanks. That's a wrap. Edit it in. Throw it
you
around.
Get paid by the minute, honey. You get paid by the minute.
Yeah, you get paid kinda by
like
the
me
word.
In bed.
They get paid by the word. So, quick kinda question, like, Alan. Yeah. The band is Too Late, which is TWOLATE, as in the number two. So, are you sure it's not Too Late?
12-8? I mean, I guess, but I doubt it. I mean, we should ask, you know, maybe that's the Italian pronunciation. I mean, Chia Party means platinum records. Maybe 12-8 means sexy twerker or something. in Italian.
It could.
It could be, if it was Italian, it might be tuo latte.
Yeah.
That might be French.
You're right. You're right.
Hey, we got four more picks here. We've got another special guest coming on. Let's go ahead and let Bob do one more pick, and then we'll bring our second guest on.
All right.
Okay. What do I got for you guys? Let's dig into the tricks here. And okay, we've got something here from Germany.
Okay.
That's right.
Another rock band, another baby band. I don't have much to tell you about this. I heard this last Friday when I was scooting through Spotify, and they cite You and Me at Six and Def Havana and Biffy
Syro.
Syro as influences. But I thought it was a really fun song. See what you guys think. All right. And the song is called Bloodshot Eyes.
A moment of madness, continuous fever. A moment of madness. Tell me what you're looking for. Evil or badness. A fellow believer. Evil or badness. Tell me what you're searching for. I do believe you make me feel. You make me feel sick, sick, sick.
Flash forward, bloodshot eyes. That is my kind of rock right there. You know, that's workout rock. That's the kind of stuff you put on your playlist when you're at the gym and you're doing your cardio and you really want to push it, because that song will push you, which should also, I could also see that one being a big feature performer song with that beat and that drive. Mr. Fong?
Man, first of all, another great riff, great track, and I'm so impressed. Never would have thought they're from Germany. There was no Klaus Meine accent. We're going to rock you like a hurricane, you know, all that stuff. The German accent didn't come through. They sounded English or American on the vocals. The guitar riff was great. They kind of remind, musically, it was like a, I would call them the German Muse.
Hmm.
Well, you know, what also, that's very true. But what it also reminds me of is like some of the newer stuff, like in Manskin.
Yeah.
And what do you call it? And, The Struts. That could have been a Struts song.
Yeah, great track.
Very cool. Well, I'll tell you what, we got three more picks coming up. We got one more very special guest coming up, and that is all next.
Hey, welcome back to Panda Off the Charts of What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I'll tell you what, we got our next guest on here, and this is a great guy. This is a guy who I have known for a few years through Panda, through our DJ organization, Professional Adult Nightclub DJ Association. I've always known you to be a producer. Every time I see a picture of you, you got a million keyboards and everything behind you. So you got a new track coming out, and we're going to bring you on right now. This is Niall DeGoss. How are you?
I am great. I would like to thank you guys for having me here.
Oh, no problem.
Very honored.
Yeah, you got you're combined with a bunch of keyboards behind you as well. So, you've been producing for a while, and let me get first of all, pick on you a little bit about your influences, or not pick on you, but pick your brain about your influences. Who are some of the producers that you really look up to that you say, man, I wish I could be like that guy?
First and foremost, I mean, it's a little bit more commercial, but Calvin Harris for
sure. Oh, yeah.
Good choice.
For sure. Also, a little throwback, some Daft Punk in there.
Mm. Can't go wrong with Daft Punk. Legends.
Yep.
Legendary.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. Alon?
Dude, man, I couldn't be more excited to have you on the show. You know, obviously, we've talked for years, and I've heard your tracks, and I've watched you grow and seen all the hard work you put in. And then he brought this track to me about a month ago, and I'm like, oh my God, dude, this is fire. We got to get you on the show. This is a great track. So it was time, and we're like, are you available? He said, yeah, man, I'll come on the show for sure. So here we are, and I can't wait for everyone to hear it. But So you have a co-writer on this track, and the vocalist, you didn't sing the track, is a young lady named Scarlett. Can you tell us a little bit how you guys connected and how that came about?
Well, I must say, internet's a wonderful, wonderful thing. That's where I get a lot of my stuff from, or connect with people.
Okay.
But I found her on SoundBetter.
Okay.
So have you ever met her?
No, I have not met her.
That's so crazy. And then you wrote this great track together.
Yep.
A lot like of said, is this like a lot of Zoom calls back and forth or
emails.
Wow.
And her name is Scarlett, right?
Yes.
Where's she from? She's
amazing. She is from Sweden.
Oh, another Swedish vocalist Sweden. Today, man. We're getting the Swedish vocalist on here today.
Yes.
And she's got some credentials too, right? I mean, some chops.
Yeah. And like I said, she's an amazing lyricist, amazing writer. Amazing singer.
Yeah, awesome, man. Awesome. Well, Danny, what do you say we play everybody the track, and then we'll come back and talk to Niall some more.
Okay, sounds good. Don't Need You was the name of the song. Here we go. Oh, oh.
Absolutely
yes, love yes. her voice. I mean, just but yes. her tones and how, you know, how soft she can get at that one point, and you know how she brings it. Her harmonies are unbelievable. Your programming, my man, I've heard a lot of your work before. This is your best programming right here, especially your drum programming in this. I think you did a smoking job on this, and I'm going to be excited to let the world hear this.
Yeah, man. Oh,
thank you.
I got to say, I love the track, the production on it, the vocals. The lyrics are great. It's a simple concept, but it connects. And, you know, I'm going to say this to all our listeners and the Pandas in particular. So we're Panda proud. You know, Niall's one of us. And here's a chance to support one of us on his outside thing, right? So here's your chance. Unsigned artist. Just a great track. Go cop it on Spotify, any streaming service. Download it. Share it with your friends. Share it on your social medias. Let's get the word out about one of ours. And this is a great track. I can't wait to hear this in clubs everywhere over the summer, man.
You know where
well, wow, they got.
Let me add to that. It is available on Strip Joints Music.
Aha.
Yes. I was just going to throw that in there. Yeah.
Don't forget the Flip Bob. All the out there can get it nice and easy. So there
Bob, platinum record, Chia Party. Let's make this go platinum, everybody. Share it. Get it out there. I'm telling you, yeah. It's a hot track.
Pandas also chart this, man. Yeah. Let's see if we can get this on the Panda Top 20. Baba!
Yes!
Let's see. Alon brought this one to you, correct?
Yeah, Alon brought me. I was so glad he did. It's a great song. It's going over well with the program. We're getting downloads. And
yes!
And it's, oh, nice. There we go. Everything's going well, you know?
So for everybody looking for this, Niall Degas, N-I-E-L, and then D-E-G-A-S for Niall Degas. Niall, you got a new Instagram or anything with this name in it?
Yeah. The same
name. Niall.
Okay. Yep.
Good.
All the usuals at the social medias. What are your future plans? What's the big goal? What's the big dream?
Big dream. Ooh. That would be a super producer, but we'll see.
Okay, what's the next step then? What's the next step? Where do you want to see your career go next?
I'd love to be festivals would be great. Playing festivals.
Yeah, for
sure.
I think that would be so much fun. But I'm definitely more of an Ibiza guy.
Oh, Ibiza? Yeah. Yeah. That's like my bucket list. Never been. I want to go to Ibiza bad.
Yeah.
Well, nice. Well, you guys all get this. You can get it at stripjointsmusic.com. Entertainers, you can get it at stripjointsmusic.com. And also to entertainers, tell your DJs about this song. I mean, you know, they start requesting it, man. That's what I want. That's what I want to see happen right now. Niall, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you time out of your day. Alon, yep. You did a great job bringing him on here as well. And Bob, thank you for supporting him.
Of course.
Yes, thank all
the old Panda.
Yeah, thank all of you gentlemen.
Always, man. Got to give some love to our own, right?
Definitely. There you go. Niall, thanks, man.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Take care, brother.
All right.
Panda off the charts of What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. Danny Myers, Bob Chiappardi, Alon Fong. We have got three picks left. Our final picks are coming up here. So let's see, man. We've been bringing some strong-ass music. I got to see if we can keep the bar going, man. See if we can get going. This is a new one from Sierra featuring Coast Contra. It's called Jump. See what you think.
Yes, sir.
Set this thing off right. East side, jump. West side, jump. We gon' set this thing off right. North side, jump. South side, jump. We gon' set this thing off right. I said north side, jump. South side, jump. We gon' set this thing off right.
Ow! If you want it, I got all the favors you need. Get up on it, come apply the pressure on me. You've been waiting, say what you gon' do. We gon' see, that's right, we gon' see what it do.
Back to her Janet roots, you know, when she I think that sounded like a song that I would also hear Janet sing.
All right, I get that.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's very, very Janet Michael Jackson-y sound vocals.
Yeah, definitely a throwback. I mean, it's obviously Sierra. I mean, there's no, you know, her voice is so obvious in that. So, Bob, you liked it?
I liked it. I thought it was a fun song.
I went to you first because I'm getting nervous because, you know, Alon and I usually toward the end of the show start disagreeing a little bit. So, Alon, are we disagreeing?
No, I love this track. Are you kidding me? First of all, Sierra's picking the perfect time to come back because there's sort of a void of real R&B type vocalists right now. I mean, Beyonce is about to come back, but Rihanna hasn't done anything forever. You know, your newer, younger artists like Doja Cat and Megan Thee Stallion are more rappers than they are singers. The beat's dope. The music is great. She's still, you know, Mrs. Russell Wilson, but she's still smoking hot, can dance. Yeah. And you see the video of her dancing. Dancing like whatever. And then, you know, just come on. It's a great track. No brainer.
Okay.
Sierra.
Okay, Alon, you got one. You've got one more pick. Bob has a pick. What do you have for us, Alon?
You know, a lot of people may say I'm fixated on oral pleasure, I guess, because of the songs I pick.
That's right, O-R-A-L that's fair. Or A-U-R?
O-O-R.
A-L. Oh, okay.
I have a lot of songs about lick and cunning linguists and eating and I don't know. I like it.
You think you were a lollipop in your last life?
I would love to be a lollipop. That'd be awesome.
Suck him till he's gone.
So this track is called. This track is called Tongue. It's by Rev.
Okay, check this out.
They're in my tail.
She's an uptown girl, drove in from the burbs. A legend in denim, a weapon in a skirt. She's a fine wine type, so pretty that it hurts. The next thing you know, you forget your safe word. She will drive me out of the goddamn closet. Knew before I did how bad I want it. Everybody says she a cunning linguist. It's strictly business. She's a strawberry blonde with the neural fixation. Have I seen you here before? Are you famous? I'm about to blast off like a spaceship. I blow my mind like bubblegum. I like the taste of your tongue. I love the thing that it does. I like the taste of your tongue. I love the thing that it does. I like the taste of your tongue.
I don't want to fade out.
I know you don't.
Alon.
Great track. Great track.
Fuck you.
Winner. Thank you.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Give me my flowers.
Yeah, you know, we're going to get him a little sash up there, man, you know. Can't go wrong with Alon Fong.
Damn right.
I could go in and break it down and everything else, but it's just a damn good track. Alon, or Bob?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, how can you argue with that? I mean, the beat, the production, the lyrical content, the vocals, it's a win-win-win, they say.
Her tongue?
I say.
And she speaks in multiple tongues. She's French.
I bet.
You know what French kissing is, Danny?
Danny's just
Bob, she a party. You have one pick left.
Okay, this is an interesting track for me because I only just realized, you know, after I sent Pickett as my track that, Lon, you turned me on to this band.
I did.
You did, and I completely forgot about that, so I apologize that I didn't.
That's all right.
But I am giving you credit for that. But I tripped over this track literally, again, on – you know, New Music Friday on Spotify, going through hundreds and hundreds of tracks looking for good strip club songs. And this just, you know, I just thought it was a great track. And then researching the band, which Ben in my office did, was kind enough to do. The leader of the band is an actress that's got an amazing, not only an actress, she's a filmmaker, she's a producer, she's a writer. She's quite a talented lady and also an absolute knockout.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Stunner.
Stunner, without a doubt. She's a model as well. The band is called Cinnamon Babe. The song is called Messiah. The actress that we should be, took the leader of the band, singer, Stormy Maya. Amazing, amazing lady. God bless her.
Check this out.
Messiah.
I wanna be a queen. I wanna be a Jose. My nothing in between. Worship me. Worship me. Call me God. The Messiah. The Messiah. You know tomorrow. Yes. Do you love me?
Let me start by saying I have, in my strip club career, which is most of my life, I have worked with a lot of babes named Cinnamon. So, yeah, I...
You feel like you're an expert on this. You should,
yes, yes. Yeah. Does she have red hair? I haven't seen her picture. No, okay.
She's got an amazing, she's a gorgeous woman. She's got this great afro.
Yeah.
A woman of color.
Yeah. So, yeah, she, let me go ahead, Danny, finish your thought, and then I'll talk about
damn
it.
Good song, man. I love the drive. And it's got good energy. I like her voice. So go ahead, Alon.
Yeah, so very interesting young lady. Beautiful. I believe she's been in Penthouse Model, so I think she'll understand our industry. I'm pretty sure. She's gorgeous and young lady and self-financing and self-producing. So it's really cool watching her grow. So her next track, and she's African-American, which in rock is a rarity, right? Mm-hmm. Especially much less an African-American woman in rock and metal. Are you kidding me? That's like unheard of practically. Maybe one or two others I can think of. So like she's really finding her balance and wants to say more. Like the first couple of tracks were kind of sexual like this. And she has a new track that just came out that she doesn't have an official band yet. So she'll hire musicians and hire musicians for the videos. And the videos are cool too. And she's just a stunner to look at. So the videos, if you do videos in your club, it's great to have her on. That her new track is called Rock and Roll is Black. And she's just really exploring the whole, you know, she's like, why aren't there more black people in rock? And, you know, and so it's caused her some controversial conversations. I think she's pissed off some people, but it's all good because, you know, it you know, we all know where rock history started and where it came from. And, you know, definitely even Elvis admits he stole from black artists. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that big a deal. It's kind of the way it went. So it's cool watching her grow. She definitely had some more Rage Against the Machine influences. Like I said, she's really easy to look at, which, and then the tracks are great. So I think she's a really bright future. Just keep doing what she's doing and she'll continue to blow up.
Yeah.
So the band is Cinnamon Babe. And I'm sure she'll have an official band eventually. That track was Messiah, but check her out. She's an interesting follow for sure.
I will. Bob, good pick that Alon picked for you to pick.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Damn. Well, I'll tell you what, hell of a show today, man. Brought some unbelievable music on the show. I think this might be, you know, one of my favorite shows as far as music goes. So, and I do want to give a special thanks going out to Bob's assistant, Ben. He was our research analyst. He really dug up a lot of good information on our artists for us to share out here. So, Ben, we couldn't have done it without you. And thank you. Bob, make sure he
hears
that.
Thank you, Ben.
There you go.
Alon, final thoughts.
Ah, man, what a great duo of guests. You know, Niall DeGas, of course, the Panda, and Chef Sean, who has brought us nothing but fire, man. So keep bringing them, Bob. Let's get some more guests. Let's go. I'm ready for the next show already. Let's go. Come on. I got more music to share, damn it.
I got something to share with you guys. The next volume of Strip Joints music is going to be our 100th volume.
Ooh, oh, wow.
Wow. It'll be 100 volumes of...
That's impressive.
Yeah, there you go. So we're going to try to do something. I'm going to do something fun, do something particularly, a little bit off the wall. So hopefully we'll have a lot of fun next time we have our show when we have that.
I'm excited.
And
That's a big
number.
Big number to reach, brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Thank you for bringing us all the great music to us strip club DJs, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you for being so supportive.
Yeah, so all of our podcasts are at whatshotitsc.com. That's What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. And we do 4 or 5 different shows a month. Off the Charts is one that we do. We normally release it on the 3rd week of every month. Next month, it will be on the 4th week of August because we're all going to be in, two-thirds of us are going to be in Vegas for Expo. Alon's not joining us. So,
I can't go.
So, yeah, but we'll make sure to still get you five off the chart, or 5 What's Hot in the Strip Club shows next month as well. You guys, it's been a pleasure.
Always. Thanks for listening to Panda Off the Charts.
Presented by the Professional Adult Nightclub DJ Association.
Now you know what's new. Get a full list of tracks from this show and previous shows at pandaoffthecharts.com.
Pantheon Network rocks.